And I look back on that and I think, why did I wait so long? Why did I wait so long? And I just thought today I would focus on something that, or tell you a story that I think may help some of you who are maybe thinking about jumping into entrepreneurship because you don't like your current situation. So I worked for all these different companies. I sold homes. My degree is in marketing, but I sold homes for a living. It was a great time to be selling homes because the market was great. Everything was great. Market crashed. I left home building. I went back to my roots in marketing, and I worked for this small company, and they undervalued everything I did. They undervalued the amount of work I put in. It was a toxic environment. I was incredibly unhappy. I was undervalued. I was not feeling inspired to do a lot of great work. And I was just really unhappy. And that wasn't even the last job I had before I started my own company. Something about working somewhere where you really freaking hate it, where you're so miserable, nothing inspires you more to start thinking about maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I want to go start my own business. So that's kind of when the seed of entrepreneurship started kind of developing in my mind. I'm sure a lot of people who work a 9-to-5 job can attest to this feeling. On Sunday comes, the end of the weekend's here, and I was having panic attacks, and they were getting progressively worse. The end of the weekend comes, and I'm freaking out. And I'm like, I don't want to go to work. I hate where I work. Or I just had this horrible feeling about Monday, and it was so bad. And now, you know, skip forward 8 years. Actually, this was like 10 years ago. I love Mondays. Like, today is like my favorite day of the week. I love Mondays. I love getting up. I love taking my daughter to preschool. I love going. Every Monday I go and I work with one of my clients at the birth center. We get to do her live broadcast. I get to do these things, and it's one of my favorite days of the week. In fact, every day is my favorite day of the week. I love it. And back then, when I worked the 9-to-5, I didn't have that. You have one life to live. Do you want to wake up stressed out? Do you want to go to bed stressed out, having anxiety attacks because you freaking hate your job? There's too many people who are unhappy in their current situation, and they feel stuck, and they feel like they can't do anything about it. But here's the thing, you can do something about it. You can quit your job, and you can start your own gig, or you could go get another job, or you could get a part-time job and start your own gig and do both things. Stop being trying to make someone else happy with your life. Stop trying to impress your siblings or outdo them. Stop trying to be better than your friends because you want a bigger watch or a nicer car. Stop trying to please your parents because they don't think that you should quit your job even though you're freaking miserable. It is your life and you have one. So what are you going to do? Do you want to wake up every Monday and be like, hell yeah, it's Monday. I love Monday. And I'm going to make it the best day ever because that's the Monday I have. And I know other people can have that Monday. Or are you gonna have a panic attack come every Sunday because you are so freaking unhappy in the job that you have? You have to live your life fully. If you are working a 9-to-5 that you hate, you need to figure out immediately, today, figure out what you can do instead. And listen, fear is going to grip you. Fear is going to say to you, you can't do this. Or you can't, you know, what, you can't go find another job. What are you thinking? So going back to my story about the 9-to-5, I hated it. They undervalued me. There were so many issues. I don't even want to get into all the issues, but there were so many issues in that company. And I was so miserable. I was making myself sick. Literally, I took so many sick days because I hated it that much. And I still didn't see that I needed to leave the job. And then finally, my then boyfriend, now husband, said, why don't you come live with me? He lived in Denver. I lived in Colorado Springs. And he gave me a reason. I said, okay, I'll start looking for a job. Within a month, I had a job that paid twice as much, that valued me higher, had a better position, up in a place where I wanted to live, away from where I didn't want to live. And I quit my job. And I look back on that and I think, why did I wait so long? Why did I wait so long? You don't need to have a case of the Mondays. You don't need to be miserable. This is not the gold standard of life these days, okay? I am telling you right now, there is a better world out there. There's a better world out there, and you will be so happy if you walk away from the madness that is the case of the Mondays, or I hate my job, or I hate whatever. I am the example of someone who has created their own reality, created their own rules, and I am so happy. And I want that for you. The cool thing is that once you figure this out, this recipe for success, once you figure out that the happiness is yours, if you take it, you will never go back. And you can change the direction and you can create your own destiny, your own path. So stop living for someone else and start living for yourself. If you are feeling a case of the Mondays, if you are dreading going to work, if it is making you ill or sick or whatever, you need to think about this. Don't even, not one more second. You deserve better. Not one more second should you feel this way, because I am telling you 100% you will regret staying in the place that you are right now if you are that unhappy. Back in the day when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. Okay, we'll stop.